You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, also known as DATL. So grateful, so thankful, so excited that you made a decision to join me today from all over the world. And all I'm going to ask you to do is to open up your heart, open up your spirit, and get ready to receive, because I'm going to be teaching today. Well, how you doing today? Well, it is a beautiful day here in the ATL. It is a little cool, but all is well. I've had a great week. In many ways, a miraculous week. I've had some powerful manifestations. And, you know, my prayer is that the same happens in your life. This show is all about helping you to transform from the inside out, because, you know, you need more than information and motivation. You need to be transformed. All righty, let's see. We're going to get right to it. Follow me on social media, everybody. Go to my YouTube channel and follow me there, Constance Arnold. And of course, I am Law of Attraction Constance on Instagram and on Twitter and on TikTok. And then on Facebook, I am Coach with Constance. And, you know, I do sometimes a 4 or 5 minute excerpt. Sometimes I go live. So you get to experience me in a little different way. I'm still looking for ambassadors. So if you're interested in being an ambassador, that simply means that on social media, you would just share about the show, how the show has helped you. And my assistant would send you the link and what the show is about. Right now, I have three. I have one lady in London, and then someone else in Australia, and someone in the U.S. So, and then I'm going to give you a complimentary coaching session. So if that's what you're interested in, and if this show has really helped you, could it possibly help somebody else? So the whole premise of the being an ambassador, and one of my clients, Miss Monica, is the one who gave me the idea, because she's always telling everybody about the show, you need to listen to Constance. So if you're being helped, why not help others? You never know what people are going through. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And then lastly, I want to talk to you about my coaching. You know, if you're ready for change, I mean, it's October. How are you feeling about your life? Are you satisfied? Do you want to go to the next level? You know, I was at the gym today and I saw this guy, see him, and he's a trainer. And I noticed how he is so particular with his clients. You know, he'll say, no, stand this way. No, move this way. No, put your arm this way. Why? Because he's an expert and he really just helps to shape and form new bodies, because what he is a master at what he does. So if you're looking for a master, which is what I am, you're going to get two for the price of one. I'm a professional counselor and I'm a certified coach. I'm not a newbie, and I'm not just talking about the life. I'm living the life. I understand strategies, belief systems, how to change from the inside out, how to put your past behind you, how to get really clear about what you want, because God is not holding anything back from you. So if it's not working, it's because it's like the guy at the gym again. I've seen him tell his client, no, put your legs over here. No, do more of this. So if you're ready for the investment of time and financially, let's do a discovery call. Anybody who coaches with me, I have a guarantee. If you coach with me for 1 year, parenthesis, and you're willing to do the inner work, you will not recognize your life at the end of that year. You've heard my clients say it over and over and over again, but you have to awaken to that, recognize that, and then you have to see if we are a vibrational match. So let's make that happen. Is there anything else? I think that is it, except for I want to thank you in advance for your gift, for your financial donation. I have a belief that whatever is feeding you, pouring into you, that's what you give back to. You heard me say last week, I've been listening to this one guy and I'm getting ready to make a donation into his work. I mean, I have just learned so much from him that I want to donate. And so if you want to gift or donate, you could cash at me at $Constance Arnold, or you could just go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and hit the PayPal donate button. While you're on that page, you can purchase my two books. One is Secrets of Success, and the second book is How to Attract Genuine Love. You can get both of those in eBooks and Kindle, or you could get the hard copy on Amazon. So I think that is it. So I'm going to be teaching today four secrets or four spiritual connections or four things that you can do to manifest anything. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but that's going to be the vibration of what I'm going to be sharing. So I'm going to give you more specifics when we come back from these quick commercials. So everybody, stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
So, powerful manifestor, here we go. You know, I'm excited that I'm getting my voice back. I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching. And I'm teaching from a deeper level because of what I have experienced. So, even though it may seem like I'm teaching you the same thing, I want you to really open up your spirit, because some of you are feeling like it's October and I didn't manifest what I thought I would. You might be feeling disappointed or frustrated, and I'm going to help you today. All right. While I'm thinking about this, share this with some of your friends. I know I have some people like my girl Monica in California, and other people, they share it on your timeline. Just people need to hear the truth. And this is something that God gave me. So are you ready? So I'm going to do a little different. I'm going to teach these four steps or four principles or four creation processes, then I'm going to take a 15, we're going to take a 15 second break, breathe, then come back to the next one. So I am giving you four keys to manifest. I don't know what I'm going to call this, but four spiritual connectors to manifest or a four-step creation process. You call it. So there are success systems set up. Y'all know this. And there are certain things or practices that you need to do in order to manifest. And you're going to have to stay with it. So let me say this. The first thing you need to do if you have an intention and you want to manifest something is to think about it. This is the easy one. Your thoughts are the beginning of the creation process. Let's say that together. My thoughts are the beginning of the creation process. So if I want to go to the store, the first thing I'm going to say is, I just took a drink of water. I think I'm going to go to the store and get, I'm going to Whole Foods and I'm going to get some fruits and vegetables. But before I said that, your thoughts, I had to think it first. So a focused thought that has intention is the beginning of the process. Think about that. A focused thought or a focused divine intention is the beginning of the process. Because y'all know creation is just a journey. When people say 5 easy steps and accelerate now, and that can happen, especially if you've been really developed in faith and you've been practicing some things. So even God, if you believe in the Bible, he had the process of forming the world in 7 days. So really, your thoughts is like the inception to birth. So you're planting the seed with your thought. We know that an elephant takes 22 to 23 months. I think they said to give birth, a rabbit 30 days. And we know humans, that's how many? 9 months. So it is a process. Everybody say process. Now you got to make a decision. You're going to be happy through this process. You're not going to be happy when your intention or your manifestation comes. You're going to be happy about the growth, happy about the challenges, happy about what you're learning, happy about how you're shifting. And the people are trying to get to happiness, and it's all about the journey. So when God created, everything began with a thought. And the more you think on something, your thoughts always come before and precedes your evidence or your manifestation. So I'm going to use me again. You know, when I was going through everything with my throat, this was a 6-month thing. So every day when I would have to coach my clients, I would be thinking, oh my God, am I going to be able to talk? Am I going to be coughing? What about my vocal cords? And I realized that I was thinking more on the problem than I was the solution of healing. So I had to make a hard decision, because it's a hard decision when your throat is swollen and then you try to talk, and you know, because you know this is what I do. But I had begun to focus on, become anxious about, and I realized the Spirit said to me, girlfriend, you have to shift your thinking, because whatever you think on expands, it gets built bigger, you build it. What have you been thinking about? What has been your dominant process of thinking? Because whatever focused thought you've been thinking on, that is the beginning of the process. Now, I'm already thinking about some things I'm going to do for my birthday. Y'all, my birthday is November the 7th. I'm thinking about, what am I going to do? How am I going to feel? It's going to be so much fun. I've already lined up my pet sitter because I know I'm going to be gone. So what am I doing? I am thinking ahead of my manifestation. So your thoughts actually initiate your creation. It's the first thing. It's the beginning of the process, and it initiates what you want. It initiates what you desire. We already know we think 60,000 thoughts a day. Isn't that amazing? But you need to do like I did and be sure to interrupt that thinking. Anything that does not align with that focused thought intention, you need to say bye-bye and begin to focus in only on what you desire. And that's intentional. So you really got to be honest with yourself. A lot of times people will spend 5 minutes in the morning thinking and meditating, but then the rest of the day, what are you doing? You have to know that spirit or God is with you all day. I call it practicing the presence of God. You know, it's kind of like me. Sometimes if I'm in my office recording, my dog Angel, she's very independent. Now, if you come in my house, she's going to bark at you first. You guys heard her barking in one of my last shows. But basically, she's independent. She is going to be in her little spot, in her little cage, just chilling. Now, I'm aware of her presence. You see what I'm saying? So there's some comfort there. So during the day while you are thinking, you need to be aware of the presence of the Spirit. You know, the Bible says whatever things are good, whatever things are just, whatever things are of a good report, think on those things. Because y'all, we know thinking is the beginning of that manifestation process. So you should be getting happy right now. Your thoughts create. Every thought has a vibration attached to it. So if you're thinking 60,000 thoughts and you have emotion behind that, like I do, wow, I'm so excited about my birthday coming up. What am I going to do? They've already told me. My friend said, Constance, we're picking you up at 11. We ain't coming back to midnight. I'm like, yay. So you see, I'm putting emotion with that. And so what's been your self-thought? As I said, every thought has a vibration. If you think lack, that's not going to happen. I'm too old. I know I want that. It's October. How's that ever going to happen? How's that ever going to manifest in my life? What's going on with the pandemic? If that is not what your focus intention on is, then get your thoughts away from that. All right? So we're talking about the four-step key process or the four-step spiritual connectors. These four things that I'm going to give you connect you to your manifestation. And can I be bold enough to say that if you make a decision that, man, I'm going to consistently be and do this, you will have the miraculous happen. I don't know when. I don't know how. That's up to God. And you got to remember that, as I said, practicing the presence of God, the Spirit is always there with you to increase your thinking, to add to it, etc. All right. So remember, your world is coming through your thoughts, not to you. Whatever you dominantly think on the inside is going to be an outpicturing, because your circumstances are just outpicturing of your consciousness. And we know that thinking is a part of that. That's a great story in the Bible. And it was this woman with the issue of blood, and she had been bleeding for 12 years. I'm gonna get me some water. So can you imagine 12 years of bleeding? And so in those days, if you went out, you know, you couldn't even go out if you were bleeding as a woman. And they would say, unclean, unclean. So the Bible says she had gone to all the doctors. And then it says she had lost everything that she had. So that meant that she probably didn't have a social life. What she had known was gone. I don't know if her husband was still there. So you can imagine emotionally and the state that she was feeling. I mean, just every day in the house, you know, life is passing you by. But then the Bible says she heard of Jesus, and then it says something profound. And she began to say to herself, that meant that she began to think. I'm sure it was, she didn't believe it when she first started thinking. It says she began to think to herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. I think back in those days that when you wore a robe, that touching the hem was symbolic of healing and virtue and all of that. And so she began to think. So can you imagine how small that thought must have been initially? She began to think, because you think first and then begin to say, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. When he comes to town, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. I'm sure that became her thought all day long. And so you think it, and I'm sure she began to imagine it, which I'm going to talk about. She began to think it. How am I going to get out of this house? She probably had to crawl. You know, what time is he going to come? Will I be able to make it? She began to think about the solution. If I touch him, I'm going to be healed. What are you thinking about? So whatever has your attention has your world. And the end of that story is that woman, she when Jesus came to her city, she went out there. She touched the hem of his garment. It was so powerful. Her vibration was so powerful. Jesus said, who touched me? Virtue has gone out of me. And guess what? Your thinking can be so powerful. Your vibration will be so powerful. Stuff will begin to come to you. That's just how powerful your thinking is. So this is your assignment. I want you to find one, not 20, but one focused, specific intention. And then begin to just focus in on it. Don't do nothing else initially. So that may mean you're going to sit in your dining room like I am now, looking out of my window. You're just going to think about it. We're not getting to the how yet. Think about it. Feel it. I can't go back to school. I am going back to school. I am going to look for a new house. I am going to search for a new job. Begin to think about all of the skills and talents and abilities that you have, that you haven't used. So all, all thinking, all of your manifestation begins with a thought. I'm breaking it all the way down, y'all. So you're going to get a focused, specific thought that has an intention, and you're going to begin the process, define what your desire would look like, begin to think and feel it. That is your assignment. So let's take a 15-second break and just inhale in that powerful process. Man, that's powerful. You know, that felt good, didn't it, to just stop and breathe in the power of our thoughts. And let me just say to you, and maybe you've never heard me say this before, but these four principles that I am teaching you, I'm going to say I guarantee that if you will immerse yourself in them, allow yourself time, especially the second connector or the third connector, and allow yourself to cultivate it, that it's going to happen for you. You see, sometimes you can't go from the next thing. You have to live and incubate and take something in. So I've been calling it the four steps to the creative process, but I think I'm going to also add the bridge or the spiritual connectors to your manifestation. All right. So remember, first thing was what? First thing was thought. You got to think about what you want. Get intentional. You've heard me say at least a million times how important that is. So the second connector or the next connector, and I got to calm down behind this one, is imagination. And even though you've heard me talk from imagination before, because of what I have experienced with my throat, with my voice, God has taken me into a deeper place of imagination that I've never been. So open up. So what we're doing is we're passing the baton. We're passing your defined thought to your imagination. So your imagination is going to pick up the thought that you've written down, and it's going to give your thought what? Form and structure, and draw a complete picture of it. What is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? What are you going to be wearing? So it's like a skeleton, and you're putting the meat on the bones. By the way, when I write, that's how I write. I write an outline, and then I attach content to it. So you're co-creating with God where there are no limits. And we know when you begin to write down your thought and get in your imagination, your five senses are going to start screaming. They're going to be saying, oh my God, how is that going to happen? You can't do that. But we know your imagination is so powerful. You know, I believe that your thought pattern, I'm going to say your divine thought pattern, your divine thought pattern and your imagination, I call it the power twins. They work together so closely because whatever you are imagining, even your mood, I'm getting ready to put something on social media that says your mood attracts. Your mood prophesies to you. Your mood brings to you more. So if you are feeling sad, you're going to get more of that. If your mood is expectancy, you're powerful. And so it's all about your imagination. So these are the spirit connectors. And, you know, just my own story, everything that I've ever gotten people, I was clear about it, and I imagine it first. Every house, every single house that I've ever lived in, I imagined it. I saw it. I felt it. I wrote it down. I spent some time seeing myself already in it. It did not come to pass. When it comes to money, I saw myself making $100,000 and then $200,000, and you know, and so that's why when you hear a rich person say, "Oh, I'll get it back." I was talking to a millionaire and he lost millions of dollars. And I said, "How you feel?" He said, "I'll have it back in a year." Why? Because he had divine thought and imagination. When I spent all of that money, I saw in my imagination and in my thinking, I will get this back. And I did. With my body, I saw the kind of body that I wanted, the kind of health, etc. When it came to my speaking, when I was speaking to 10 women in a small support group, I didn't even know I had a desire to speak. I just knew I was a great therapist. But God began to put in my imagination what I was going to do. So I begin to see that I did not know the how. So your imagination is so powerful. On the radio show, I see you saying, "Oh my God, my life is changing." Oh, you know, I saw me signing autographs on the Law of Attraction cruise even before I got on there. All right. So, you know, everything I've ever gotten. That's why if you're looking for a coach, baby, I've been there and done that. All right. So we know that your imagination, we got a defined thought, right? It's going to process 60,000. It's going to process 60,000 times faster than just your words alone. And so it's your emotion and the feeling that you put behind it. So you can choose in your imagination whatever you're going to play. You've heard me say you can go to Netflix or you're going to look at comedy. What do you desire to happen in your life? Begin to attach the spiritual connectors, your divine thought, and then your imagination. Now, as I said, I had to see myself heal. When I fell and broke my ankle, y'all heard my story. The doctor said, "You ain't gonna never wear heels again." I said to myself, "That's a lie. That ain't happening." In a wheelchair, couldn't put any weight on my foot. But what I did was, for when I would go to bed, the lady who was helping me, I said, "Bring me a pair of my heels." And I would put my heels on my foot that was healthy. Now, it was uncomfortable to sleep, y'all, but y'all know as a woman, we got to do what we got to do. What was I doing? That was my way of imagining. I will wear these heels. I also told her, I said, "Bring me my running shoes." I would put my tennis shoes on my walking shoes. I was what? Reprogramming my imagination. So what are you playing every day? Because I'm going to tell you that the imagination is just so powerful. It's one of the most powerful spiritual connectors. Whatever you plan in your mind, feeling, believing, and seeing, it's out picturing in your life. So your imagination is so powerful. And remember, it's going to follow your dominant thought, whatever that dominant thought is that you wrote down. It's like the blueprint. So you got to have the thought of what you desire so that your imagination can work on it properly. Do you want a one-story house? Do you want a two-story house? Do you want to live in the city? Do you want to live in the suburbs? So when you pass it on to the imagination, it has to be specific. I got that out. So that you can begin painting a clear picture. And so your imagination, like I said, it's like a skeleton and it begins to put structure. It builds every detail and it is an important part of the creative process. You have to sit with these things. You can't just say, "Okay, I'm going to write it down," and then you don't spend any time immersing yourself in it. What color do you want? Do you want a brown car or a blue car? You want a sports car? Do you want a van because you have children? I already knew when it came to my first Mercedes 25 years ago, I had a little rap. I'm black, inside black, and black on the outside. I already knew what I wanted. So when I saw a black Mercedes with a tan interior, that wasn't me. So I knew that it had to be what customized. So you attract to you what you hold in your imagination. You know, even in the Bible with Abraham in the Old Testament, God told Abraham, who was 90 years old, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. He was like, say what? You know, so God told him that. Once again, that's the thoughts and the words. But then God took him outside and I said, okay, look at the stars over here to the east. Can you count them? Look at the stars over here to the west. Can you count them? And what was happening was God was painting on the canvas of his imagination what the deal was. The same thing with you. You have to spend time. And then the Bible says, whatever you imagine will not be withheld from you. You know, anything is possible with your imagination. You are powerful. We know that your subconscious is most impacted by your imagination with feeling. I remember I was going to run in this 5K race some years ago. It's called the Peachtree Road Race, and people come from all over, but they always talked about, oh, the humidity is so high, and it is here in Atlanta on the 4th of July, and you know, Heartbreak Hill, and so many people faint. So in my imagination, I'm already walking 5K two or three times a week, but in my imagination, I was thinking, oh, what if I faint? It's going to be too hot. But I was already doing it. And so I had to begin to impress in my imagination, you can do this. You can have this and you can do the thing. Do the same. So you got to begin to define that thought, like I said, and then begin to live in the end. How do you do that? Just like Abraham did. He began to live, I'm a father of many nations. Just like I did, I'm going to run this road race. Begin to live in the end. So you got to bring that imagination. Not that you're going to do that, but it has to become your current reality. You got to feel like it's already mine. I've already received it, and just have that ideal version of yourself. So y'all, this is what I'm doing for Christmas, because, you know, last Christmas we were in lockdown. I'm already planning my Christmas party. I'm like, this is going to be the best Christmas party ever. I've called my designer and say, okay, homeboy, we doing it this time. I'm figuring out the catering. How many people am I going to invite? What kind of music am I going to have? It's just October, but I'm living from the end. You can do that at any time in your imagination. All right. And so you're bringing the fullness of what you desire now. I've been on this so long, I'm going to have to make sure I leave time for number 3 and 4. So it's consistent repetition, and it's how you feel. Your imagination is God. Now, we know when you begin to imagine, your 5 senses are going to say, what you doing? You better stop that. That's not going to happen. Just ignore that and gently bring your mind back. I think it's Neil David Walsh that said, you got to turn away from your current experiences and just be so clear about that. Because the centerpiece of your imagination, drum roll please, is that your desire is already manifest. If you're a Christian, everything is already done. It's already fulfilled. And man, if you begin taking time, spending time in your imagination, you know, people are so rushed. I'm like, where are we going? Is your house on fire? Is something going on? Just sit with it. It might take you 21 days for your mind to even be able to comprehend it. Start with a small baby thought and know that you are imaging and moving towards your dream. I think that's all I'm going to say about imagination. So you're creating with the creator of the cosmos who lives in you. So this is the second step or the second creation process spirit connector. This is your assignment. Your assignment is to merge your divine thought. You know, you got to get clear about that. And begin to set aside time every day and imagine your dream living from the end. You're going to add emotions, feelings, colors. It's already yours. I'm going to say a minimum of 30 minutes to just get going. Maybe 10 in the morning, you know, just break it down. So that is the second created process spirit connector or step two. So let's sit with that for 15 seconds. So amazing. Wow, I just love these 15 second breathers or meditation. Well, I'm going to get on to step three. I realize this is the step that I wanted to spend the most time on. And we're talking about the creative process or the spiritual connectors or keys to creation. And so I believe that this is the most important process. And this is where a lot of people really miss it. So we move from defined, focused thought to imagination. And now it's time for the process. So your imagination passes it to your, I'm going to call it to your heart. So I'm going to be talking about your heart, your inner being, your subconscious mind, your womb where everything is created, whatever you want to call it. Some may call it your inner heart. So it's passed on to your inner heart. It is the womb of creation. It is where everything, you know, that thought and that imagination that you started with, I call it the crock pot. Yeah, anybody got a crock pot? I cooked something in my crock pot for the first time in a long time. And so it's slow. It might take, it's not a microwave. It might take maybe 10 hours, but boy, when you eat it. So it's the crock pot that is slow. Your idea and imagination and business is incubating, it's processing. This is where you have to give it time. Everybody say process. See, social media has us off because things just don't happen overnight. Many people that you see successful, it didn't happen overnight. Tyler Perry slept in his car for 2 years. Steve Harvey slept in his car for 2 years. I'm not saying that that has to be your experience, but there has to be a settling of this is going to take some time and I'm going to enjoy it. And so you're cultivating, you're watering. You're growing it, you are maturing it, you're bringing it to the point where it can be birthed. So during this time, and I'm going to break it down, you're doing a lot of meditating, believing, you're seeing your dream, and you're going through the process. So, you know, a seed has been planted where? In your inner heart or in your subconscious. So a seed is planted into a woman sexually so that she can what? Give birth. It don't happen overnight. It happens in 9 months. I say the imagination is like the camera that clicks the picture or the snapshot. Remember the old school dark rooms, but your inner heart is where the reprogramming and the aligning is. The dark room where everything is being processed. So remember, you're shifting and changing. You're developing, you're watering, you're nurturing. Because what are you doing? That's where the creation process begins. This is where people give up. They read a book. They may listen to me. Oh, Constance said 1, 2, 3, 4. There has not been a lot of emphasis, I believe, on the process, on the developing, on the birthing, on the incubating. It doesn't look like things are happening, but things are changing. But let's just say you want to be in business for yourself. Let me give you an example. You want to be in business for yourself. You're like, Constance, I'm not going to make enough money working at that job. You get a good business idea. You create a business plan. You go to a lot of master classes. You are so excited. You tell your wife, okay, what are you doing? That's the beginning of the creative process. And then maybe you go online, get everything up, and you have these products, but nothing's not selling yet. But it's only been 3 months. And then, you know, maybe you tell your best friend, he said, man, you know, you're going to need some money. This is what happens in the incubation process. Your 5 senses are going to start screaming at you. I don't see anything. You spent that money. You made that investment and nothing is going to happen. Your logical mind comes in. How is this ever going to work? What are you going to do? And most people move on because they're impatient. Well, let me try this deal. There's no such thing as a get rich quick scheme. Now, there's a scheme. But why not make a decision? This is the processing. This is the birthing time. You know, maybe life happens. Maybe your children get sick. Maybe you got to fix some stuff on your house. Life begins to happen. You become distracted and you get busy because you're not totally committed. And that's why I tell people, you got to be patient. You know, the Small Business Administration said, really, it takes 1 year to even get a business going. And sometimes it takes 2 to 3 years to get a profit. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in acceleration, but I'm just telling y'all the real truth. Okay. So let's use another example. So you quit, cave, and give up doing this process. So let's just say you want to lose weight. You try keto, you go and buy all the food, you read all the books. That first pound, you lost 6 weeks. You're like, oh my God, this is the answer to my prayer. And then you realize you got to start working overtime. You didn't have time to do your meal prep. And you just like, maybe I try Weight Watchers. Maybe I try Jenny Craig. Maybe I try intermittent fasting. All of that certainly, you know, is a process. And I believe, at least for me, I had to find out what worked for me, you know, in my business. Because for me, it started, I got 2 degrees. For me, I started in business. I realized just working administratively was not for me. Then I start counseling and coaching small groups, maybe 6 or 7 people. And individual counseling. And then I increased it to larger groups. And then I started speaking. And then I start doing training and coaching. And then I start doing executive coaching. Then I spoke to thousands and now millions. You see how that process, that's 30 years. And I'm telling people, you better be happy and joyful as you're going along your journey. So doing this process of incubation time is a great time for you to nurture that dream and don't give up, to shift and change and say, you know, what do I need to do differently? How do I need to change my mindset? To be patient, to continually water, develop, shift, change, cultivate. Do you need to change your idea? What are you doing? You're getting that vision down on the inside of you. The Bible says, in due season, you shall reap if you don't give up. So this is a time where you are shifting, making changes. No, that doesn't work. I need to do more of this. This is a time when you are doing the daily work. You're committed to it no matter what your circumstances might be. Maybe you can't do a mastermind every week, but maybe every 2 weeks. Pace yourself. This is the place where you visualize, where you see yourself, where you already know that you have it. So this is the crock pot. I'm going back to that. This is the incubation period. This is the processing time. This is where stuff is happening when it don't look like things are happening. I had something happen to me yesterday, and it just in a blink of an eye, something really big happened for me. But I have been working and praying on that. And of course, you're taking action. So you're the crock pot. It is the womb of creation. You're incubating. You are cultivating. You are believing. You're shifting. You are growing your dream essentially. That's step three. So this is your assignment, everybody. I'm almost at the last step. This is so good. You are going to take a look at that focus specific thought, you know, that first thought and that intention. And you're going to write down, what do you need to do every day or every week to cultivate, water, incubate, move the process along? How does your mindset need to change? What is your thinking and your vision need to be? See, the whole deal is God's getting the vision down on the inside of you. And the last thing that I didn't say is simply this. The last thing to remember is you co-creating with God. You don't know what the Spirit is doing on the inside of you, you know, as you're going through all this. So stay patient. You're going to become fully convinced, and you're going to at one time really accept, I got that out, without question, that this is mine now. Let's take a 15-second breath. I'm going to come back with everybody the last step. This is so good. Okay, everybody, this is the last connector. I'm going to do it really quick. So what are we doing? We are understanding the four keys, the four spiritual connectors for creation, the creation process. It started out with a defined thought, then imagination, and then the creation center of the inner man, of the heart or the subconscious. And the last one is speak your words, affirmation or scriptures. This is what I know. I believe a lot of people speak the word over their dream before they have taken the time to really incubate it and get it on the inside. So I think that this process is really good, because once you spent the time really incubating, growing, cultivating, getting a vision, you're birthing that. And then you can begin to speak your affirmations or affirm that it is. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but you guys know that every word that you speak has a vibration to it. And you call into your life what you want with your words. Your words are a powerful creative force, and they really create and form. The Bible says that God framed the world with his words. Are you made in the image and the likeness of God? So when you speak, you're speaking, because we live in a vibrational universe, you're speaking puts you in the world of possibilities, and it shifts and changes matter. And so a step four, or process number four, is you need to find affirmations and or scriptures or mantras, and they need to be specific, and you need to speak them over your dream. Every single day you're speaking them over your dream. I don't know. It might be, my business is successful and thriving. I enjoy multiple streams of income. Money flows into my business easily and effortlessly. So you're saying this in faith, even though you might not have made any sales. What are you doing? You are really aligning your words with your dreams. I mean, if you are wanting to become more healthy, I am well and vibrant. I am balanced. I am love, and I deserve love. I love myself, and I love eating healthy and hydrating myself. I'm going to the next level of my best life. That's all the time I got on words, everybody. You can go back and listen to some of my full shows where I talked about the power of your words. So can you see how this process works? It's very powerful. I'm going to say it one last time. You get a defined thought. That's really just getting clear about what you want. And then you begin to imagine it. You see it. You feel it. You're living from the end. I already have X number of customers. You guys remember my story about how I got this big, gigantic calendar, didn't have any clients prior to, wrote down different people's name, might have wrote down your name, Johnny, Mary, Harry, Veronica, wrote down all of those names. And now, what was I doing? I was getting a clear vision. Now, that's what my calendar looks like or more. So your imagination takes the snapshot, and then that third process is the incubation, your inner heart, reprogramming your subconscious mind. To me, that's the most important one. And then you're going to back it up with faith, feel words about your vision. This is so good. I want you to make sure that you send this to someone if it has really helped you. And I know that it has. And I think that is it. Remember, if you want to be an ambassador, I'm looking for somebody in Australia. I got somebody in London. What about in France? I would love for you to be an ambassador. Email me. Let's make that happen. Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And I'm just going to say one thing. This week, I want you to make a decision to get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.